You're listening to the Youth Crit Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Rayu and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Podcast, Youth Critic Reacts. This is episode 3, and I am talking about Power Rangers. So last night I saw Power Rangers at the movie Tavern Horizon Village, and overall I thought it was very well done. Let me take it back. It's fine. Like, the movie has its heart in the right place. It knows what it kind of knows what it wants to be. It kind of wants to be a dark and serious thing, even though it has Rita Repulsa being over the top and cartoonish. But overall, the movie is formulaic corporate filmmaking, where the story is pretty much every origin story you've seen. So if you've not been the biggest fan of origin stories lately, this movie's not for you. The effects are okay. Really, Alpha 5 and Zordon are the best things about, visually, the best things about the film. In terms of characters, though, that's where the movie exceeds. It has a really great array of characters, and all the actors playing them have great chemistry. And you really do believe that all 5 of these kids are actually kids. Like, they are actually people that you want to be with and that you can actually relate to and that you can find them compelling. But really, the tragedy of this whole thing is, A, there's not enough of campy goodness to go around. I know it sounds ridiculous that I want a $105 million campy, just go all out Power Rangers story. But I kind of wanted that as someone who watched the show as a kid, who has a little bit of nostalgia for it. And then but everything else is kind of formulaic and story-wise. The cinematography is a little flat. The colors don't really pop as well. I mean, when they're in the costumes, the costume and the colors bring on a nice color palette to the screen. But really, since the Power Rangers are not in their suits until the last 20 minutes of screen time, it really adds nothing to the film. So overall, I think it's a fine attempt to bring Power Rangers to the big screen. I wish they would have been a little bit more daring in some of their choices to go more cheesy and more just over the top, you know, comic bookiness, I guess. But I understand if people have horrible memories of the really, really campy TV show and whatnot. So overall, I think Power Rangers is a fine attempt to bring Nick Saban's Power Rangers to the big screen. It's just not completely my cup of tea, even though I was really hoping it would be. So it was a little underwhelming, but this is probably my least favorite movie of the year so far. It's not bad. And what I mean by least favorite is, it's a movie that so far has not impressed me the way I was hoping. But it's still far from a bad movie. So with that said, I enjoyed parts of Power Rangers. There are some good scenes with characters. And I actually wouldn't mind seeing these characters in other movies. And Dean Izzy Wright, I think he did a really good job of capturing these characters and, you know, in how they feel. And as far as action goes, he knows how to direct action, but I still feel like Lionsgate didn't give the team enough money to do proper Megazord versus Goldar battles, if you if you understand me. So that is it for my reaction on Power Rangers. Look for this weekend for my reaction for Life, and then a couple other films that are going to be premiering at the Atlanta Film Festival. I think on either Sunday or Monday I'll do an Atlanta Film Festival special. And then as far as the podcast goes, Beauty and the Beast is the Beauty and the Beast podcast is already up. And then Power Rangers will be up later this week. It'll be up either Thursday or Friday around this time. So thank you everyone for joining. Thank you for listening. And please check out HKHZ Network for all of our podcasts. And also follow me at Movie Kale and the Youth Critic podcast at The Youth Critic. And we will see you all next week. Or you'll be hearing us next week.